We're going to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club this morning. Have a couple of guests in this morning as the Lions have their annual Christmas tree sale in full force already. John Fleming and Leon Hodges are in with us here this morning, a couple of Atlantic Lions Club members, as we talk a little bit about some of the tree sales activities and things going on. First, though, let's talk Lions a little bit. I know the Lions Club has been around for a very long time. It's a large organization.
Yeah, the Lions International is the largest service organization in the world, with about 1.35 million members throughout 46,000 clubs in the world. And the current leader of Lions is an Australian. So we have people throughout the whole world and doing these service-type things. And, of course, locally, that's true, too. We've been here for some time in the community and have a lot of different fundraisers and, things that we support. And I don't know, John, you want to mention some of the things that we do support as a club?
Sure. Jim Kahn, our secretary treasurer, put a list together for Leon and I, and I'll just go down through it. Camp Courageous, Lions International, Iowa Lions Foundation, Leader Dogs, Hobie, Atlantic Parks and Recreation, Atlantic Ministerial Association, Iowa Kids Site, Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, the Easter Egg Hunt, Multiple Sclerosis Society, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, Family Crisis Center, Atlantic JCs, the Fireworks, Camp Kurtco Hollow, Church of God Prophecy, the Food Bank, ASI, Hearing Aids and Family Vision and Eye Associates with Exams and Eyeglasses, and also the Outdoor Classroom down at Messina. That's just a good general list there, and we do a tremendous amount of work, and hands-on work, and also financial assistance. So we keep quite occupied, and we're proud of all that we do.
Well, you touch a lot of people when you take a look at just that list. It's a pretty good cross-section of a lot of different areas. It sounds like you're hitting a lot of folks with help.
Absolutely. I know Leon and I, especially close to our heart, is the Iowa Kids Site program. And I believe, and Leon can correct me, as of this fall, the Lions in the state of Iowa have screened 250,000 children over the last number of years. And I know here in Atlantic with our club, we screen, it's well into the many thousands. So Leon's our coordinator for the program, and I'm out and about. We go all over southwest Iowa, and it's just a tremendous program. And we recently purchased our new digital camera. $10,000 camera, and we share it with it's four clubs. Of course, our club, Exira, Audubon, and Harlan. So we each pitched in $2,500, and we've already screened many hundreds of children just this fall and in winter. And I'll let Leon jump on in there about the Kids Site program.
Well, it was about 10 years ago that we decided to get into the Kids Site program. It's been going since the year 2000. And is a Lions project throughout the state of Iowa. We've done about 1,800 eyes here in our area, mostly here in Atlantic. We go to the Wickman Center, Jack and Jill, Little Lambs. We go out to the Head Start, and we also been in a Walnut and Anita. We've gone to other places too, but primarily now we're working in those areas. We have people who they have to be specifically trained to do this camera work. And we have a number of people who have been trained, Jim Zelmer, John Fleming, Merle Ellsbury, Ed Angel, Greg Schuler, Chuck Ean, are all men who have been trained to do the eyesight work. And with the new camera, I don't operate it as much as John does, but it makes it a lot easier, I think.
It does. Recently, we had a new location. It was the old medical center, Cass County Public Health. I think that's correct. About 2 weeks ago, I screened, 31 children in 3 hours out at, it was 3 to 6 p.m. And with this new camera, actually one person, you can pretty much screen a lot of children on your own, so that's another advantage of the of the new camera. It got pretty hectic out there, but it worked out. And sometimes that's all we can get is one individual to help out. And now it makes it a little easier on Leon to try not to have to line up so many folks. And if need be, one person can handle it. I guess I proved that. If I could do it, I think the other folks could too.
Helps to have two.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Well, it's nice to have projects like that, because these are projects that are making a real difference in people's lives. And I assume that's kind of why you chose a group like the Lions Club to get involved with, Leon. You wanted to be involved in something where you were going to help other people?
Oh, yeah. I joined Lion back in 1967, but been in four different clubs here in the state of Iowa. And so it's just been a good experience. You know, there's a lot of good service organizations around in our community, too, that are doing a lot of good things. But I just happen to get associated with Lions and have enjoyed the work that we're able to do. We have 370 clubs here in the state of Iowa, and that all of them are doing different projects. Not all of them do Kids Sight. But they all have their own, it's a local project type thing. Find something in your community that you can specifically zero in on, and then go that way. Depends on the community you're in.
Mm-hmm. John, how about you? Why'd you join?
Obviously for the same reasons as Leon, and I know Atlantic has always had a strong Lions Club. And I wanted to add, what's particularly significant to me with the Atlantic Lions is that all of our fundraisers, we deal with folks from all walks of life. And obviously with the Iowa Kids Sight program, we deal with children from all walks of life. And I like the idea that a lot of what we do is hands-on. To me, that's true community service. Obviously, writing a check for organizations and individuals, that's extremely important. But I think actually out there doing the work too with children and adults, I really find that very rewarding. So we just don't cut checks. You know, that's important, but there's a lot more to community service than that. And I think the Atlantic Lions is an excellent example of that kind of service.
Well, it also takes money to do a lot of these things in addition to a lot of hands, and that's where the tree sales come in. And it's nice to have an opportunity here during the Christmas season to be helping folks out and generating some funds for the club as well. And it's been a pretty popular fundraiser for you.
Oh, absolutely. We always start the day after Thanksgiving, and I tell you, our first weekend just went tremendously well. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we sold a third of our trees in 3 days. We start with 450, and because I was out there all 3 days, I tell you, we had groups, you know, five or six groups at a time. The trees were going fast, and it's just really neat to see all the folks. And we have trees, we sold all the $15 ones, but our range when we start selling is $15 to $75. So you'll have someone come in that all they have money for is a small Scotch pine, and that's just as important to them, that tree, as somebody that can afford a $75 Fraser fir. And so you just see the delight in the children and the adults that. And it's been a tradition for generations for folks to get their Christmas trees here in Atlantic. So we've always done very, very well, and obviously it's our biggest fundraiser for the year.
You mentioned Scotch pine, Fraser fir. What other varieties?
And white pine.
White pine, okay. And the partnership with Hy-Vee has been a pretty good one here for you the last few years.
Yeah, it sure has. It offers us a place where a lot of people come, and they may not be planting on a tree, but they see it, and we'll come over and maybe do some business, and if we're not there, most of the time we are, but they can go into Hy-Vee and purchase a tree, pay for it inside there.
Right.
And so that's worked real well for us to be at Hy-Vee.
So even if you don't see a Lions Club member standing there at the time, that doesn't mean you still can't purchase the tree.
In our hours, I mean, we're there 7 days a week, and there's someone there at 10:30 in the morning. And we generally go at least till 7:30, sometimes quarter late, 8 o'clock. So we put a lot of hours in there. It's a lot of man hours, but it's very rewarding. And we're obviously seeing the fruits of our labor with all the money that's come in, so we can spend the next year, you know, donating money to all the worthy causes.
Excellent. And still a good selection of trees.
Absolutely. Yeah, we still have some of all three types. And they're really, really good trees. We've been dealing with Silent Light Nursery up in Wisconsin for years, and they're consistently good trees. And so folks know they can get a quality tree for a good price, and it's for a very worthy cause. So it, I think it touches all those important points of selling an item.
You bet. Excellent. Well, make sure you get out to Hy-Vee and get those trees taken care of. The Christmas season is rapidly disappearing here on us, so you want to make sure you get the tree you want while it's still available. Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate all the help that you provide this time of the year, and I know all those folks that are served by those different organizations that you help are sure appreciative as well.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.